the wake up call. In case you missed it.
Say, low, you can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is
it was announced on Friday. Cardi B has been indicted by a grand jury about the there was a massive wild brawl that happened last year in a New York City strip club. Never thought I'd say that phrase, brawl at a New York City strip club.
I'm sure you didn't.
Where she allegedly roughed up two bartenders because she thought that these female bartenders had hooked up with her husband, Offset.
Jeez.
So she ordered some of the members of her crew to go find them and beat them up. Well, apparently they had to rope a grand jury into this, and she's facing charges of two felony charges of attempted assault, misdemeanor charges of harassment, solicitation, conspiracy, and reckless endangerment. And Cardi performed on Saturday at a BET event and started chanting, "I'm not going to jail."
Well, it looks like you might.
What? Okay. So I just want to make sure I've got. So she thought that these bartenders, when would they have had the opportunity to sleep with Offset? Does anybody know? Did they think it happened that night?
No.
Okay.
I think, like, it happened, and she got wind.
Got it. And then she went there specifically for that.
Right.
Okay. So that's my first question. And then my second question is, so she told her people to rough these women up?
Yeah, so they got there, and they were like, those are the two women right there. I'm sure they had a whole backstory on why this needed to happen. Saw them bartending, go take them out, jumped them at the bar while they were bartending, while they were working, and everyone was arrested. She was a part of it, too. And so now she could, you know, is facing two felony charges.
When did this happen?
August.
So this happened in August. When was her baby born?
It was June or July. So it was right after the baby was born.
Who hasn't celebrated that way?
Birth of their child.
Wow.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. She didn't actually beat anybody up, correct?
Correct.
She ordered it.
Okay, but like, if I tell Gavin.
That's a crime.
It is a crime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a big
crime.
So time
if I tell you, go punch Kevin in the face.
And I do it. You are guilty.
But aren't you sort of your own person? And
okay.
I didn't take this.
Did you just get here?
No. But it's not like I.
That's what the mafia has done for generations. There's a term, hitman. Have you ever
heard? Yeah.
Yes, the hitman is a murderer, but they are ordered to murder by somebody.
Yeah, okay, that's true. I mean, I don't want to say, yeah, but that's murder.
You can't say after the fact, like, yeah, I told Gavin to go beat him up, but Your Honor, he has the choice of free will.
You can't.
No, okay. Especially if you're on the person's payroll. I mean, that's technically their job.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to say something. I know it might have been in this very spot not that long ago that we all declared that we love Cardi B. I might backpedal on that a little bit, especially after that story came out where she admitted that she used to drug men, like roofie them, and then steal their money in hotel rooms.
Right.
She doesn't seem like she's a very good person.
Well, it definitely seems like she's been doing some criminaling.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like she should be in a Pepsi commercial with Steve Carell, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
at
maybe
this
you're
point.
Right. Now, is this the same situation where she left Offset for a hot second? Was it because of this?
Might have been.
Remember? And then he showed up at her show or something.
Oh, yeah.
With a bunch of flowers.
That was at the end of the year, though. That was in December.
Man.
I will say this, it would really suck if somebody has as much as Cardi B has acquired in the last, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
3 years? 2 years.
Right.
To lose it all because she's a nitwit.
What do you mean, a nitwit?
Ordering people to beat people up, committing crimes.
I don't know that that is nitwit behavior.
Well, it's.
I mean, it's dumb.
It's dumb. You're a dummy.
Oh, she has so much going for her.
You have so much going for you.
Sure.
And like, if they can, 14 charges is not easy to shake 100% of. And if she does go to jail for any of that, I want to believe that it would probably sideline her career. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't.
I mean,
I don't know. But like, if it did, she threw so much away. She's a mother. She's a billionaire. She's got a successful career. Really?
I don't know that she's a... Is she a billionaire?
Well, no, maybe not a billionaire, but she's at least in tens of millions, you know? And it's like, you did that for something so stupid for your dirtbag husband, you know, that... Oh, my God.
I also don't like that her husband allegedly cheated on her, and she's still with him, but she ordered somebody to beat the crap out of these women.
Right. I mean...
Be more mad at your husband.
This I didn't know this happened, but when I was doing research on this story, this said for her last court appearance in May, she wore a $5,000 Ferragamo suit. Ferragamo suit and shouted to fans outside of the court, "They never should have given a bitch from the Bronx some money."
I mean, I don't want her to beat people up, but I also don't want to lose.
Right.